Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome to Avon United Methodist Church. Pastor Mia is away on vacation, and we are pleased to have David Jacobus with us to share the message and lead the service. Welcome, David.
Poppy, thanks for your help.
Good morning. Welcome to worship on a beautiful day. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay, I feel better because I want you to hear me. I've spent hours preparing this service. Well, let me kind of tell you how I got here. The district superintendent called me on Monday and asked if I would go to Avon Church and bring the message. Now, in the Methodist Church, I'm what you call an advanced certified lay speaker, and that I'm trained professionally in how to do a worship service, and I can do a worship service anywhere in the continental United States, any denomination, okay? And we have a number of those in the Rochester District, and I guess I'm honored that I was called to come here after all of the people the district superintendent could have called. When I went online and I saw the website for this church, it's very exciting. I'm honored to be here. And now I need to turn the mic over to Bobby.
Just a quick announcement. If some of the men could help us move the sign in preparation for the election chicken and biscuit dinner, that would be most helpful. Thank you. Are there any announcements this morning?
Good morning. I have several announcements. The first one is about our chicken and biscuit dinner. Those people that still have corn at home that they froze for the dinner, if you haven't brought it back to put in our freezer, if you would do that, please, as we're getting closer and closer. We will be thawing it just before the dinner. Second of all, there's still some spaces downstairs in the sign-up for the dinner, especially with cleaning up afterwards, beverage pourers, and people to clear and reset the table. And third of all, we did gather to make applesauce last week. We had 14 people that came, and two of them were men. We thank them especially, but we got enough for another dinner in the spring, one of our fish dinners. We're all set with applesauce. Second of all, the UMW is going to be helping to put together our military care package for Rick Gage, who has been deployed to Afghanistan and will be there through a lot of the winter. So there are items, if everybody or people that feel called to do it would bring an item or two together. There will be something in the back of the church for the next three Sundays, and then we'll put that all together and get it sent on its way to him from our church. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. We'll now have our time of centering.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll have our call to worship. God, whose word took flesh and came to dwell upon us,
we lift our hearts to you.
May we open our ears to your voice.
And hear the good news. Let us open our hearts to receive the Spirit.
Praying together.
Gracious God, who has come to us in Jesus Christ, and who has revealed to us through his life and teachings the sense and purpose of our own lives, we give you sincere thanks that we have heard the liberating word and gospel. Grant that we may continue strong in the faith and be ever earnest to share with others the good news that in Christ all people can be free.
Reading from the Old Testament, Psalms 139, verses 1 through 3. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, and you understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. The word of the Lord.
I have a couple of announcements this morning. First of all, we're delighted to welcome our guest organist this morning, Mr. Michael Burke, who... Welcome, Michael. Michael was a former organist here, and he's here visiting with his wife, Betty. And we're doing a piece that required organ, and he was willing to play with us this morning. So we're thrilled to have him accompany for us. Secondly, as you know, often people will give money in honor of a loved one and ask us to purchase music. And this morning, we're honored to sing in memory of Erin Schmerbeck, and we're pleased to dedicate this piece to her memory.
Come and be joyful, come and
choir. You guys are terrific. I enjoyed listening to you warm up. A little bit about me and who I am and how I got to where I am today. Over 31 years ago, my wife and I decided to start a small business. I own a company that's a sales agency, and we sell specialized diamond tooling, abrasives, and machine tools. I started out from scratch. Only in America can you do this. I had no customers, no suppliers, no employees, just a dream. A dream that we could build a business. 31 years later, I've sold the business. We have 9 suppliers, 300 clients, and 6 employees. Special thank you to my wife for 52 years of sitting there. I couldn't have done it without her and our 3 beautiful children. In that process, my district superintendent and my pastor came to me, and they said, you know, you have a faith journey and a prayer life that we think you should be sharing. And I said, I don't know that that's the right thing for me to be doing. But after a fair amount of encouragement, I agreed to enter the lay servant program. 30-some years later, I'm now what they call an advanced lay servant, so that I'm certified to bring the message in any church in the continental United States. I don't know how many services I've done, but it's typically 4 or 5 a year. You can't make that journey in being a business owner, a father, a good husband, without a prayer life. I'm a big believer in the teachings of our founder, John Wesley. But if you think about it, about our life and our lifestyle, could we go from one Sunday to the next Sunday with one drink of water? One drink of water will sustain you for the whole week. Is that realistic? But if you think about our lives and the pace that our lives are under, do we drink that glass of water at the frequency that we nourish our spiritual life? Do we talk to our Father with the same degree of frequency that we drink a glass of water? If you think about what John Wesley advocated for, he advocated for a lot of the things this church does. And when I read your website, I was very intrigued and encouraged because you have a sequence of Bible studies. So you're spending time studying the Bible, which is really what John Wesley was advocating for. But he went one step further, was advocating for daily fasting, to spend time conversing with our Father, thinking about His love and the guidance of His Spirit. Think about doing that at the pace or the frequency that you may choose to have a drink of water. I think of the many times as a business owner, particularly in the infancy of our company, I went without a vacation for 10 years. I went without a paycheck for 2 years. And if the sales plan didn't work, the only way you're going to generate any collateral, you sign your house over to the bank. The sales plan has to work. That's a lot of pressure, but that pressure is no different than some of you may have faced in your daily lives. But never once did I say to myself, I've got to have this order, this has to happen, etc., etc. The only thing that was constant and is still constant, God, you know what we need. You know what lies in front of us. You know what challenges we face. Give me the strength. Give me the guidance to face those challenges. And that was a prayer every day, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. It still is a prayer every day, 2 or 3 times a day. We have an opportunity here. If we become good listeners of what the Lord has to say, and we begin practicing what He tries to tell us, it makes it easier to face our challenges. But we have to let Him in. We do not need to be afraid, because He knows what we're going through. We just have to be willing to let Him participate. Psalm 139, O Lord, You have searched me and You've known me. You understand my thoughts afar. You comprehend my path in my lying down. The Scripture tells us that He understands. But do we take the time to have that next drink of spiritual enrichment? Are we willing just to have a Bible in our easy chair so for 10 and 15 minutes every day we study His good news? From time to time, we face situations that are a crisis, and a crisis and a challenge is a part of life. It's at that time it's so important that we've already nourished our soul with a drink of the Holy Spirit. You've faced challenges in this world. It's going to happen. It's unfortunate. You can't avoid it. But challenges are a way of life. I think about some of the challenges in our personal life, in my business life, challenges we've had as a family. And it wasn't too long ago, about a year ago, my wife fell, and I didn't find her till 1 o'clock in the morning. Got to the hospital at Thompson Hospital about 2 o'clock in the morning. Has a concussion, dislocated shoulder. And I never felt I was alone. And in June, she had shoulder surgery. And the pain that she's had in that shoulder for years is gone. The surgeon that we got was a miracle, because the surgeon we were working with was transferring to another practice. So he introduced this to the surgeon that taught all the other area surgeons how to do this special shoulder surgery. We would never have known of that surgeon. God was watching us. He knew that this lady couldn't go any longer without that surgery. We both practice our faith. We both take a drink of water, a drink of the Holy Spirit, every day. So many times couples are married and they don't talk about their prayer life. We talk about it all the time. We talk about the prayers when we've prayed for our children, our grandchildren, and each other. And each time you do that, you're taking another drink of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit in that drink will sustain you. But think about how to share the Holy Spirit and the good news with another person. And that's a very uncomfortable task. But there's a way to do it that makes it easier. At Canandaigua Church, one of the things we've launched is a teddy bear ministry. At the end of each pew is a teddy bear. We bring a teddy bear. We encourage everybody to bring a teddy bear on Communion Sunday. And you take the teddy bear and a card to somebody that needs a little bit of extra love, a little bit of extra care. I'm a trained, certified chaplain at Thompson Hospital. And you go along for a period of time where there's really no phone calls for service, and then they seem to come in bunches. And I'll share a couple of stories with you. There's a young gal that was in Thompson Hospital, and family lives in Florida, and Bonnie and I made a hospital visit. And thank goodness she was with me, because she really knew what to say. I never make a hospital visit alone. I always want someone else there, particularly if I'm visiting a woman. We gave this gal a bunny. She named the bunny Patricia. ICU at Thompson was struggling to care for her. She ended up at Strong. Patricia went with her. And this gal was so attached to this bunny that when she had an MRI, they wanted to take Patricia away from her. And she said, no. I won't have that MRI if I can't have Patricia. 5 months later, we were on vacation a few weeks ago. Her father sent us a picture. She walked out of the hospital. We brought her a teddy bear. We brought her a card. And we prayed for her. We prayed for her. Another story about a teddy bear. I don't know how many worship services I've done. I don't keep count, but I certainly am interested in people. And at Canandaigua Church, I've preached, I don't know, a couple dozen times, probably more, but there's one guy there that always has some critique. What am I doing wrong? There's always some critique this guy has. This fellow's in the hospital. He's having surgery. He said, okay, one more time I'm going to try with this guy. I took him a teddy bear. Bonnie went with me. We had a word of prayer together. We had a beautiful half hour, 40 minutes together. When I walked out, he was complaining to the nurse that there wasn't enough water in the container that had a flower in it. Every time I see that fella now, and sometimes he does a reading for me when I do the worship service, it's like there's a new glow with this fella, a new glow there. One more story. I think it's an important story. Our son Donald lives in Cleveland, and we're driving to Cleveland for the Thanksgiving holiday. I get a phone call on my cell phone. Dad, what time do you think you're going to be here? Well, I'm going to stop in Erie. I'm going to buy your mother's lunch. I would think we'd be to your home by 3 o'clock. Well, we want to do some shopping. Do you mind taking care of the three kids? So what you're saying, I could take your three kids to dinner where I want to go, and you won't be there? Yeah. I'm all in. Then he calls back. Dad, do you want to go to the Cavs game tonight? He and his buddy have season tickets. I said, you know, don't be offended, but I think I'd rather go to dinner with your three kids because we don't see him that often. Okay. Calls mother. Mom, Dad doesn't understand. He's going to the game with young David, 11 years old, and it's courtside seats. You're going to sit in the champion's dining room and have your dinner. Well, you didn't say that in the beginning. Okay, so Bonnie went together with the other two kids for dinner, and I went to the Cavs game. In intermission and whatnot, timeout, they threw these wrapped-up T-shirts around the crowd. And my grandson grabbed one, and he caught it. It fell to the ground. And next to us is his father and his son. And that father picked up a T-shirt my grandson caught. He gave it to me. My grandson turned to me and said, "Hey, Papa, I gave that kid my shirt. I'll get another one some other day." What a great message. What a great message. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to share the good news. You've got a great worship service here. You've got a great pastor. You've got a great choir. You got good people. Be willing to share that love with one more person. Amen.
A special thank you to Mark. A special thank you to the choir. A special thank you to Bobby. And to Laurie, who greeted me when I got here. You people are terrific. You people are terrific. And you should cherish what you have. Heavenly Father, guide us as we go forward. Go forward on a journey. On a journey to share your good news with one other person. With your blessing and the guidance of your Spirit, and the warmth of your grace, we go forward. Amen.
This has been A Drink of Water with Advanced Lay Servant David Jacobus from October 27th, 2019. How long can a single drink of water support us? David stresses that we need regular and ongoing spiritual refreshment in order to sustain us through our daily challenges. What kind of behaviors satisfy this need? Plus, a return of former accompanist Michael Burke and special music with the choir.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.